Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh? Why don't we try that?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
What are you doing?
I'm starting a fight. He's gonna finish it for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, the defending, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the Radio Rays, having defended that title now for better than three decades. And straight up today, we're going to bring the rowdy one, Rowdy Ronda Rousey. He'll spend some time with me talking about life, being a superstar, being in demand. Of course, Chris Cyborg Santos, all kinds of good stuff. We'll talk with the rowdy one on Ring Talk Live Worldwide at about 35, 38 minutes past the hour. Of course, talking about the two UFC fight nights, like going on the same day but in different parts of the world. And no, Dana White couldn't have been in both places. First card, of course, was in Australia. Luke Rockhold topped that. We'll talk about that, him knocking out Michael Bisping. Bisping says he was stunned by a headbutt in the first round. Excuses in my mind, but straight up, Luke Rockhold rocking his way at 185 pounds. A formidable threat for the world 185-pound middleweight champion, the great one. I'm talking about undefeated Chris Weidman. Of course, UFC 180 just right around the corner on November the 15th. The UFC heavyweight title on the line. Fabrice Verdum hooking it up with the throwing Samoan Mark Hunt. Something's got to give here, folks. Is it going to be like the Brazilian jiu-jitsu? I mean, is Verdum going to be able to get him on the ground, do some ground and pound, and do his thing there? Or will Mark Hunt just walk across the octagon and knock him out? There's always that possibility when you got a Samoan that can punch like that. And he can punch. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio. We go to a break with the mighty Tower of Power. Going on.
We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Fraudulent charges aren't always so easy to find. They can start out as just a few dollars. That's why Discover Card monitors every purchase every day to help keep your account protected from suspicious activity. Plus, you're never responsible for any unauthorized purchases on your Discover Card. And if you need to replace your card for any reason, we'll overnight you a new one at your request, free of charge. These are just some of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Learn more at discover.com. Overnight shipping applies to U.S. destinations, excluding P.O. boxes.
Do you have a used musical instrument gathering dust? This weekend at Guitar Center, turn your used gear into new gear. Now through Sunday, our experts are buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. We'll pay you on the spot, and if you're looking to upgrade, when you trade in, we'll give you an additional 15% off that new piece of gear you really want. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements, because we're buying qualified instruments this weekend during Guitar Center's trade-in and trade-up savings event. Now through Sunday. Exclusions apply and 15% offer. Find details at guitarcenter.com/trade-in.
Lumber Liquidators, America's largest specialty flooring store, is using our buying power to offer great deals on over 230 hardwood and laminate floors just in time for the holidays. Get pre-finished 3/4-inch solid maple for $159 a square foot. That's more than half off other stores. Save up to 43% on our thickest and best laminates. Plus, attach padding at no extra cost. And get other incredible flooring deals. Plus, 18-month special financing. Get to your local store. These deals are going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Struggling California homeowners, if you're in foreclosure, a new law called the California Homeowners Bill of Rights could save your home. A struggling California homeowner used this law to win an injunction against her bank by suing her bank in court without an attorney or even a paralegal. In the end, the bank sent her a settlement check and she vowed to help others fight by creating a support system designed solely for struggling homeowners. Visit www.suetheirassandwin.com or call 855-SUENOWW.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Yeah, Seb is taking a little bit of a beat here.
There's a knee strike. Very heavy.
He's tapping. He just tapped.
Did he tap?
He did tap. Yeah, he did tap.
But the referee didn't see it.
Yeah, I think he just tapped.
Well, let's see how much more punishment. Now he taps. That's it. He's had enough of Bobby Lashley. He had to tap. He tapped about 30 seconds earlier. And a lot of damage done to the left eye of Bob Sapp.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That's a voice I'd know anywhere.
That is the theme of the Time Tunnel, a 1960s television show where it brought you back in time. Well, guess what? This Saturday night, November the 15th, on Spike TV, they're going to go with Tito Ortiz and Stephen Bonner. This is sort of like going back in time. I kid you not. Of course, this is the main event, both being light heavyweights. So Tito, the long time, he was like the flag bearer. There's no question about it. The flag bearer of the UFC. He was a light heavyweight champion. I mean, he was a guy. I mean, he did all the interviews. I mean, he was a people's champion. He did all kinds of good stuff, and he really didn't win a whole lot of fights. His record's not all that great. Like it isn't. But he's taking on Stephen Bonner, and people are saying that, you know, that this is Bellator's, like, biggest card thus far. Well, it's the biggest card thus far under the guidance of Scott Coker, the new president or CEO, whatever you want to call him. I think Coker's going to do things right. I think he's got this card going, and I think it'll be a good card. King Mo's on the card. Tito Ortiz, of course. He's got some... always some mystique to him. He's always some mystique to him, and he's going to deliver. I think he's going to realize that, you know, we've got two old guys here, much like Ali Frazier. If you know anything about boxing, Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier hooked up in probably one of the greatest heavyweight fights of all time when they were both way, 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 way past their prime in 1975, 4 years after their first fight. Well, Stephen Bonner and Tito Ortiz, both way past their prime. Stephen Bonner, of course, coming to fame on The Ultimate Fighter, and Tito Ortiz, as I said, the aforementioned flag bearer of the UFC. Of course, that's Bellator MMA. They're going to go up against the pay-per-view of UFC 160. Of course, UFC 160 featuring the World Heavyweight Championship interim version. Asterisk there, for Beast for Doom, supposed to challenge Cain Velasquez. And Cain, of course, got hurt. Actually, he was going to fight him with a messed up meniscus. And according to Kyle Kingsbury, one of our MMA experts, of course, a UFC fighter himself, he told me that you can fight with a torn meniscus. It's a little difficult as far as pain's concerned, but it doesn't impair your performance at all. But then he sort of stretched his ACL, and he said, that's it. The knee can't handle any more pressure. He's going to get his knee fixed. I'm talking about Cain Velasquez. So, thus, Fabrice Verdum will challenge or take the battle, will hook it up with Mark Hunt for the World Heavyweight Championship in a fight that I think will have a lot of intrigue. You got to watch this fight. It's going to be one of those knockout fights. I mean, I don't think this fight goes the route. I think either way, I think the ground and pound of the Brazilian or the knockout stand-up punching of Mark Hunt, one of these is going to prevail. There's no other way this fight's going to go. It's not going to be a wrestling match. I don't think Verdum is going to be able to spend a whole lot of time on the deck with Mark Hunt. I don't think Mark Hunt's going to want to be on the deck, and I don't think he'll get himself on the deck. He's a smart fighter. He's able to go five rounds, as is Verdum. They're both able to go five-minute rounds, so they can do the walk. They can talk the talk. They can do the walk. We'll see what happens. Of course, the winner becoming the interim heavyweight champion and facing Caín Velasquez, the real world heavyweight champion. That'll probably go down in April or May of 2015, somewhere like UFC, what, like 195, somewhere around there. UFC's rocking and rolling, of course, every month. And this card coming from Mexico City was supposed to feature Velasquez, you know, in a homecoming of sorts because he's so proud of his Mexican-American heritage. He's got brown pride tattooed on his chest. Some people think that's racist. And I thought about it for a little while. And I said to myself, you know, if a guy had white pride tattooed on his chest, they might look at him and say, you know, he's some type of neo-Nazi or something like that. So I can see where some people are like seeing that in the wrong context, though. But, you know, we're talking about a minority and that's the way he feels. And I think he's entitled to that. As far as white power is concerned, they're entitled to that as well. People should be able to express themselves. I just don't think that everything that's spoken should be taken in a racial context. And this thing with Caín Velasquez being a proud Mexican-American, well, I'm telling you, he's going to go down to Mexico City on the 15th. He's going to rock the house. He's going to wish he fought down there. Of course, that was his dream to fight in Mexico City. That's why he was willing to fight with the bad knee. But guess what? This ain't going to happen. History wouldn't allow it to happen, of course. And at the end of the day, Caín Velasquez did what's best for Caín Velasquez and the sport. Because, you know, the only fight he ever lost was that knockout loss to Junior Dos Santos in the very first round, like in 30 seconds or 60 seconds a few years ago. Of course, that was the kickoff of the UFC on Fox deal. And, of course, that was the main event. And UFC didn't prepare for this. And they had like a one-minute fight, and they had to fill for like 59 minutes of an hour, and it just didn't go well. Of course, the UFC's had their problems with their pay-per-views. The UFC 33, I believe, was their first pay-per-view under the Zuffa Sports banner. I'm talking about Zuffa Sports being, of course, Dana White and the Fertitta brothers, Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta. The UFC 33, they didn't buy enough satellite time for the pay-per-view, so the pay-per-view went off in like the second round of the Tito Ortiz light heavyweight title defense main event. So they've made their mistakes in the past, but you know what? They're cranking out the money. They're turning this sport into a global existence. Of course, the two cards, the first card in Australia, Luke Rockhold destroying Michael Bisping. Bisping, of course, the count. The guy from the UK has got a good. He's been on the show in the past. He rapped me a couple of times. We went back and forth. Had some good exchanges. He's a good guest. He's a pretty good fighter, but he can't beat a world class. Can't beat that upper echelon 185 pounder. Just can't do it. Time and time again, he just couldn't do it. But I thought he was wronged earlier this year, and earlier this year when he fought Vitor Belfort, and Vitor Belfort looked like he was taking all kinds of Flintstone vitamins, if you know what I'm talking about. Of course, Vitor Belfort being monitored by the Nevada State Athletic Commission as I speak, and he was tested a fortnight ago in Florida, and no results of those tests back yet, but I think if they were dirty, we'd have heard about it. But straight up, Vitor Belfort, a steroid monkey by anyway. I mean, this is, be honest, he is. I mean, the guy needs to take testosterone replacement therapy because he destroyed his ability to produce the hormone. Okay, and when these guys take that, they roll the clock back 10 or 15 years. Vitor on vitamins, on Flintstone vitamins, look like he's about 25, maybe 28 years old. Vitor off the vitamins and fighting with drug testing, not looking so good. But Vitor Belfort, of course, going to be the next challenger for the aforementioned Chris Weidman, the world 185-pound champion, who's he's hurt as well. He hurt his knee. So lots of things happening. Listen, the reason why these guys are falling out of fights, and the UFC's had a lot of fight falling out, is that this training is intense. This training is sometimes, you know, more, like I used to tell people when I boxed, the training was more than the fight. The training was harder than the fight. The fight was nothing. Let me get to the arena. Let me get it over with. I didn't like sitting around the dress room. Little anxiety. Just get me in the, let the bell ring. Once the bell rung, I had control of things. I knew what to do, okay? But up until that point, you're not in control. You're just not in control. A little anxiety there. A little pre-fight jitters. I think a lot of fighters have them. In fact, Mike Tyson once said that if you're not scared, you're a fool. Well, I wasn't scared one time, and this guy named Juan Rodriguez, this is Juan's claim to fame. He has nothing else. His Juan's claim to fame was that he licked me like a stab, beat on me like a bongo drum. okay? That's Juan Rodriguez's claim to fame. And why? Because I wasn't scared of him. Fear is the greatest motivating factor in combat sports, no doubt about it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Open phone lines coast to coast. You want to talk MMA, of course. We're going to go through all the divisions, who are the best guys. And the UFC has most of the best guys. Of course, the reigning world champions from 125 to 100, and take that back to 265 pounds. They're with the UFC. We'll go through that. They're mostly Americans. There's one Brazilian. Surprise? The UFC started in Brazil, but yet all the Brazilians are getting beat up. Why? One-dimensional fighters. They haven't got the different aspects of the game. They haven't got their criteria, four or five different elements in their fight game. Just don't have it. They can do the Brazilian jiu-jitsu, but guess what? That ain't working no more. Royce Gracie, he be toast today. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeart Radio Network, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio. At the Attitude Dance.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. It's 1-800-316-1738.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, that's the way it goes. One in, one out. Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine. What's that you're playing?
Oh, just a little something of my own.
Oh, stop it. You know what I want to hear.
No, I don't.
You played it for her, you play it for me.
Well, I don't think I can remember.
If she can stand it, I can. Play it.
my buddy, the great guitarist, formerly with the Starship, Tower of Power, doing his own thing independently. Pittsburgh, California, Pleasant Hill. I'm talking about the great Jeff Tamalier. Saw him a couple of weeks ago. Jeff's just looking great. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, UFC going first in Australia. I talked about Luke Rockhold destroying Michael Bisping. Bisping saying he was butted in the first round. Doesn't remember anything after the butt and was beaten in round number two, 57 seconds into that round with a guillotine choke. Of course, Luke Rockhold, hot. Real hot at 185 pounds. Of course, he's being mentioned as a future challenger and a formidable challenger because there's not too many guys that really can hang with Chris Weidman. I don't know if Luke Rockhold can, but, you know, give him the best opportunity right now as far as all of the middleweights are concerned. Aldo Quinta was the winner on the undercard, defeated Ross Pearson. That was a TKO. Get this. They were all stops. 11 fights, 11 stops. Yikes. I mean, does that mean bad matchmaking? I don't think so. It just means that it happens once in a while because Joe Silva's a great matchmaker. Robert Whittaker beat up on Clint Hester. That was a TKO. And two, this heavyweight, 265 pounds. He lost a couple of fights. He's in the UFC early on. Now he's back. He's from Samoa. Soa Palalai. And he defeated Walt Harris at TKO and punches. Walt Harris came in like at 245 pounds. He was like 6'3", big, huge dude. But guess what? Timber! Round number two, 4 minutes and 49 seconds. The UFC Fight Pass card. In fact, if you are a UFC freak, I do recommend that you buy the Fight Pass. Wink, wink. No, I'm seriously, I don't know if I'd spend $10 a month on this, but you get to see these great fights, and some of these undercard fights are the great fights, because if you watch boxing or MMA, for the most part, you're not going to get the per capita value that you are like in baseball. In other words, if you watch 10 baseball games, you're probably going to see 7 or 8 good games. You watch 10 fights, maybe you're going to see 4, maybe 5 good fights. MMA, boxing, the same thing, okay? But the bottom line is, pound for pound, there's nothing more exciting, of course, than MMA and heavyweights. I'm talking about this heavyweight from Samoa. Look out, folks. Palalai, hopefully he can get his act together and keep rocking and rolling. He's only lost 2 fights. I think they were both on submissions, but the TKO winner with a good shot over Walt Harris. Jake Matthews was the winner on the undercard. He beat a guy named Wagner Roca. That was a technical submission. As I said, all stops near rear naked chokehold, second round. Anthony Perroche won a submission rear naked choke over Guto Innocente. Sam Alvey at middleweight beat Dylan Andrews. It was a KO on punches. It's 2 minutes and 16 seconds into the fight. I mean, whoa, all stops. Huh, Joe Silva, what's he thinking? He probably was saying to himself, you know, he probably just sat back and he doesn't smoke. But if he did, he'd just light up a cigarette and say, you know, sometime. This is the way it goes. You lay fights out on paper and you think you're going to be competitive. And guess what? They turn out not to be all that competitive because no fight made it into the third round except for a flyweight contest involving Lewis Smoka. He beat up on Richie Valsic. That was a TKO with a head kick and punches. And that was in the third round, 18 seconds. Outside of that, everything ended in the first or the second round. Take it back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 fights ending in the second round. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5 fights ending in the first round, and of course, 1 fight ending in the third round. Lots of knockouts. I think that's what people like, and I think people enjoyed that. You know, I mean, you fight, when you watch fights, you want to see decisiveness, punctuation, exclamation marks. I mean, you want to see, you want to feel it, okay? I mean, I remember one time, I hate to steal a line from Earthquake and the comedian on HBO, but I was watching a fight on the UFC, and I watched a replay of it, and one guy got hit so hard, sort of like my TV moved. I mean, it's just that, you're just that into it. The ending, there's nothing like final, like ending the show as far as boxing and or MMA via knockout or submission, nothing quite like it. Now, we go from Australia to Brazil, the home, of course, the UFC, where it all started back in the day with the Gracie family. Speaking of Royce Gracie, couldn't lick a stamp, couldn't carry anybody's jockstrap right now. Just couldn't do it. I mean, he's too one-dimensional in that Brazilian jiu-jitsu stuff. You know, he can't use the gi anymore. I mean, come on. He would get lit up like the White House Christmas tree. Speaking of White House Christmas tree and getting lit up, UFC Fight Night 56, as I said, from Brazil, Uberlandia, Brazil, in the main event. Shogun Rua, call it a day, baby. Oh, Vincent Peru, TKO on punches, 34 seconds into the fight. Of course, these guys are fighting at light heavyweight. Mauricio Shogun Rua, he's had his day. but he hasn't been winning of late. And getting beat like this, I mean, Ovince St. Preux exploding on the scene, trying to make his mark at light heavyweight in the division that's run by John Jones. Of course, that'll be changed January the 3rd when John Jones takes on Danny Cormier, the best wrestler in all of MMA. And he takes, I think he's going to take John Jones down. He's going to beat John Jones down up on the ground. And guess what? John Jones has never, ever, 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 ever been with a wrestler like Daniel Cormier. Cormier is the best. Cormier out-wrestles the heavyweight champion of the world. I'm talking about Cain Velasquez. That's how good of a wrestler he is. Now, they never fight because he's like his wrestling coach and he's his right hand and their partner's all that kind of good stuff. But straight up, that is an amazing, amazing athlete. No question about it. I'm talking about the great Daniel Cormier, undefeated, never lost a round, never been taken off his feet, going at the light heavyweight championship of John Jones. Of course, they went at it and had a bit of a brawl. You know, I don't know if it was orchestrated or choreographed or that kind of good stuff, but they had a bit of a brawl, and then one guy got hurt, and they postponed the fight. And so there's a lot of buildup and anticipation when this fight clicks around the third of the year. Of course, it'll be right after New Year's, and guess what? It's going to rock. I think it's going to be a great fight. I think that Cormier is going to expose John Jones' weaknesses, and I think John Jones' weaknesses are his wrestling. He doesn't wrestle all that well. He's strong as far as a guy that's 6'4" is concerned, but he's not incredibly strong. I think that the upper body strength of Cormier is going to be one of the prevailing factors here. And of course, that's January the 3rd when he challenges for the UFC heavyweight title. But back to Brazil. The card was on Fox Sports 1. And of course, Ovince St. Preux, as I said, defeating Mauricio Shogun Rua. Rua is done, sick of forking him. Warley Alves beat on Alan Jubin. That was a unanimous nod. Three rounds, 5-minute rounds, of course, 29-28 across the board. Claudio Silva was a winner. Diego Lima was a winner. I guess his brother, or take it back, his sister, Juliana Lima, unless it's just a coincidence, she was the winner as well on the card. And it's sort of good to get these chicks to fight, you know, lightweights, strawweights, and you know, flyweights. This is going to be great. It's going to be great for the sport because the more women they are, the more females they will attract to the sport, and the bigger the sport will be. Everybody's going to want to know who the best woman fighter in the world is in 5 or 10 years from now, if not before then. You're just going to want to know it. The curiosity is going to be there. You're going to want, I'm telling you, it's going to be there. Ronda Rousey is lighting that torch right now. She's probably going to pass it off to somebody else, but there's going to be somebody that's going to take her place in a couple of years from now, and she's going to be like bigger than Ronda. And Ronda's going to be huge. Ronda's going off to Hollywood to do her thing in a couple of years. I don't think she'll be fighting too much longer. Of course, the undefeated world 135-pound champion. They just can't handle her. She's unbeaten. She's beaten everybody with arm bars. And when she got tired of doing the arm bar on them, of course, her mother was the former world judo champion, her being the 2008 Olympic bronze medalist in the Olympics, the only woman, American woman, to ever medal in judo in the Olympics. But her mother was a judo champion, a United States and a world judo champ. She taught her that arm bar. Ronda rode that arm bar to like 7 or 8 victories. And after that, she just started knocking people out. She started getting mean. She's nasty. Speaking of Ronda Rousey, we'll have her in just a few minutes, of course, undefeated, defending the world bantamweight championship once she gets her act together as far as the movies and all that kind of good stuff is concerned. But we'll talk about her future a little bit later in the show. Straight up, she is the best fighter, I think, in the actual world of women's MMA, and pound for pound, she's probably up there with the men as well. Speaking of the men, who are the best fighters pound for pound in the world of mixed martial arts? Well, you're probably going to have to go all UFC right now because the Bellator roster needs reexamination. And the only guy I think that outside of Bellator that has a shot at any of the UFC fighters would be Ben Askren. I mean, he's an amazing, talented athlete. He's fighting for some organization in Japan. They're giving him a lot of money, more power to him. Hopefully he'll come back to the U.S. and do his thing. I think he fights at 170 pounds. But at 125 pounds in the UFC, we have Demetrius Johnson. He's an American, 125 pounds. Mighty Mouse, they call him. 135, Sacramento, California. Team Alpha Male, Mr. T.J. Dillashaw, the world 135-pound bantamweight champion. This after besting longtime champion Renan Braille, who hadn't lost since 2008, earlier this year. The rematch didn't happen. Braille couldn't make the weight. Okay, 145, the only Brazilian champion today, Jose Aldo. just came off that win, of course, Scarface. Didn't beat up on Chad Money Mendez, another team alpha male guy. But Mendez hung. He tried to do his thing, tried to get that ring generalship going, that octagon generalship. Couldn't control the action. Maybe one run round, but straight up Scarface, Jose Aldo, still the champion at 145. 155, the incredibly talented Anthony Pettis. I think the sky's the limit for this guy. But then again, in the world of mixed martial arts, you can lose so quick in so many different ways. And disqualification, knockout, submission, points. I mean, whoa! I mean, before you know it, you make a mistake and it's all over. Your ankle's broke or something. You know, you just don't know. The world of MMA is just that unpredictable as far as staying undefeated. That's why you've got to look at guys like, you know, the great GSP, as long as he stayed undefeated. Of course, he had that controversial first fight with Johnny Hendricks, and then he had the controversial second fight with Johnny Hendricks, which I didn't think he lost the way that people thought he lost, but straight up GSP coming back in training. But let's go back to the weight classes. 170 is the aforementioned Johnny Hendricks. Of course, he's an American. 185, the great. I'm talking about Chris Weidman on the shelf right now, trying to recover from some minor surgery, I believe, in his knee. And or was it his hand? But knee and his hand, both were hurt. But he didn't want to fight, didn't feel he was 100%. 205 pounds, John Jones, the light heavyweight champion. Of course, Cain Velasquez, the world heavyweight champion, 265 pounds and below to 205. But the interim championship going down November 15th for Beast for Doom and Mark Hunt, the slow and Samoan. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. Next up, the rowdy one, Ronda Rousey in the house.
We've been talking about throwing it in for quite some time. Saying my life doesn't suit you exactly.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Can a fuel make a straightaway take your breath away? Can it make a hill give you chills? Can it turn every acceleration into your exhilaration? It can if it's Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline. It removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. And it starts with your very first tank. Choose Shell V-Power and let the excitement begin.
And learn how you can save big at the pump at FuelRewards.com.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer. Good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so.
Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
30 seconds into the fight, and Rousey is already fishing for the armbar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over. The coffin being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at rolling her back over.
Yeah, and that arm lock she's got, Pat, where she's holding her bicep, that's stopping it.
Coffin's lone loss came via, and it's over! Rowdy Ronda Rousey continues to amaze me!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I would never let a woman kick my ass. If she tried anything, I'd be like, hey, you get your bitch ass back in the kitchen and make me some pie.
Get past the people, get past the hitman.
Anytime I get a shot at talking with Ronda Rousey, it's just the best.
When you look at the world of mixed martial arts and the fact that, you know, that Gina Carano did some pretty good numbers on Showtime, and she did some good audiences as far as fans were concerned at the San Jose HP Pavilion. Now, you seem to be on a level above her as far as popularity is concerned. I've seen your Facebook page just blowing up with thousands of people. I mean, people around the world are telling me, what's up with Ronda? What's up with Ronda? Everybody wants to know about Ronda. How did you become such a superstar overnight?
Well, I wouldn't say I've surpassed Gina at all. I mean, she's the one making the multi-million dollar movies and making people that aren't aware of them and they're aware of it. So I think she's doing the most work on that end. But I don't know. I guess I just saw the state that women's MMA was in, and I just felt like we have to find a way where it's impossible for us to be ignored. So I did everything I can to get as much attention as possible, and strangely enough, it all worked.
Yeah, I think you are getting quite a bit of attention because, you know, as I said, everybody's talking in the world of MMA about Ronda Rousey possibly fighting Chris Cyborg Santos. Do you have a problem fighting a woman that needs to shave about 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
No. I've been doing this a long time, even before MMA, I was doing judo, and I'm pretty sure most of those women have to shave their faces.
We're talking about a 2008 Olympic bronze medalist in Beijing. Of course, she won the Pan Am Games thrice, I believe, once in Rio and twice two other times. So the bottom line is she is a judo expert. When did you get your start in judo?
My first tournament was on my 11th birthday, so I'd count it from then.
About 14 years now.
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. So, you know, I sent a letter to Steve Espinoza. I don't know if you saw it. Did you see that letter I sent him regarding allowing you to fight on CBS, Fox TV, instead of a Showtime card? I said that he would bring hundreds of thousands of women back to Showtime as far as new subscribers were concerned. Did you see that letter?
No, I didn't see it personally,
okay.
But, I mean, it sounds cool.
It sounds cool. No, I mean, this is the way I look at it, okay? I've been doing this a long time, and I've been following MMA since 1993 in the inception of the UFC back in the days when they were, like, tough man tournaments and things like that. But I think that if they were to put you on CBS television in the main event against, I don't know, Chris Cyborg Santos, but if they put you in the main event on CBS television, on Fox TV, that you would draw record numbers because the guys would tune in to see you because they know you can fight. Most men know you can fight. And then the women, the female side, they'll be attracted to the fact that they've got a female superstar or a potential superstar to watch on TV. So I told Steve Espinoza it's a win-win situation for him, but unfortunately he didn't return my letter.
Yeah, you know, I've been saying this for a while, that women's MMA could do great things for MMA in general. I mean, most of the fan base is like, you know, 20 to 30-year-old guys. And if you really get women into it just as much, you are literally doubling your fan base. And I think also that people have this idea of MMA that it's something like, you know, some brutal thing that, you know, whatever. And if you bring a bunch of guys around that have just a bunch of stars and put them in a suit and say, oh, these guys are gentlemen, it's really hard to get accepted. But if you have, like, you know, women that are doing it as well, I think that as soon as you get people really accepting women being a part of the sport, you really just get the sport itself just overall accepted socially.
Having won 7 amateur titles as a boxer back in the day, I used to talk a lot of smack. And you talk smack, and you talk it well. Did you learn a little of this from Muhammad Ali or something, or what?
No, I mean, I look, I'm a fan of, you know, both sports, and I just kind of look around at what's been working, and then I pick and choose what other, you know, what other people have done that I found entertaining and kind of try and fit it around to my own style. I mean, it's just like, we're not just athletes, we're entertainers, you know, and I'm just trying my best to keep people interested and make them, you know, not just want to see the fights, to want to know the fighters. And as long as I can keep that up, then awesome. It's, you know, it offends some people, it entertains others, other people love it, you know. It's not, well, I don't want everyone to love me. I want everyone to disagree about me, so it becomes a hot topic of discussion.
Triple R is in the house. Rowdy Ronda Rousey, folks, the hottest MMA fighter in the world right now, I think. She's 5-0 with 5 submissions. Her last fight went 4 minutes, I believe, in, I don't know, a little over 4 minutes with Miesha Tate. Is Miesha going to be fighting anytime soon? I understand her arm is still messed up.
No, she's actually fighting on the same card that I'm on. She's going to be, the main event on the prelims on Showtime Extreme.
Okay, that's good enough. As I said, Ronda Rousey's in the house here. Now, besides being a skank, what's your problem with Kim Kardashian?
Look, I don't mind the people that work for Playboy or people that are porn stars or do all those kinds of things. The only problem I have is that they are taking this girl who's pretty much, you know, the glorified porn star and having her sell products to children. And I really don't think that's appropriate, you know. If she's selling, like, lingerie or something like that, I wouldn't have a problem with that. But when I see my 13-year-old sister walking around the house with Kim Kardashian shoes and nail polish, you know, I think that's not appropriate.
Did you see what Barbara Walters told her on TV?
No, what did she say?
Barbara Walters, obviously the queen of late-night television, ABC 2020, all that kind of good stuff. She said, quote, "You have no talent. How do you make money?"
Oh, well, what does she do?
That's basically what Barbara Walters was saying.
Well, the way she makes money is, you know, she's very intelligently marketed, and she has a lot of very smart people around her handling her, you know? Like, she's a product. It's not a can of Coca-Cola doesn't have any talent, but it does something, you know. People are entertained by it, and she's sold in a way that people are interested in. You know, if you have the right kind of marketing behind a ball of lint, you can make that ball of lint a billionaire.
Ronda Rousey's in the house, folks. Of course, she fights on Showtime, and of course, we are looking to get her on Fox TV in 2013, possibly against Chris Cyborg Santos. Now, Dana White was against women. He, of course, he's the president of the UFC. He's been very anti-women. I called him a bit of a male chauvinist pig a couple of times, and he got slightly offended in the bottom line. But now he's realizing that, you know what, I've got Ronda Rousey in the house, and she's possibly the biggest rising star I have in the game, and I'm going to have to acknowledge women. So you're basically forcing yourself or forcing women upon Dana White, a man that didn't want to have women in the UFC.
Well, I wouldn't say he was ever against women in general.
No, I'm not saying he's gay. I'm just trying to say he didn't want, you know, women don't belong in the UFC. Women don't belong in the octagon. I mean, I've got quotes from him over the years, and he said this when Gina was hot. He didn't think that, you know, Gina was Gina Carano, of course, the movie star, former MMA champion, but he didn't think that she was ready to do her thing in the UFC. And, of course, she drew some pretty good numbers on Showtime and as far as live attendance is concerned. But he's changed his mind on you because he said she's a rock star. She's been fantastic. She is killing it for us. I hope that we can get her real soon in the UFC. So it does look like you have a future with the UFC.
I mean, you know, I hope so. I think that, you know, women deserve a spot in every area of every sport. And I think that it should be in every profession out there. I don't see why not. You know, I really believe in equality for everybody, you know, like for women, for gays, for every race. I really think that, you know, keeping people separate like that is just stupid on every level. I mean, but I'm not going to hate anyone for disagreeing with me. I just got to give them reasons to agree with me. So I did as much as I could to give Dana reasons to agree with me. And, you know, he's a smart man. And eventually, you know, it seems like he's starting to come around. And, you know, I can't do all the work, and my work's not even done yet. And it's just really encouraging to see that kind of progress being made.
Okay, you got a beef with Michael Phelps, too. What's the beef with him?
I don't have a beef, dude. I was asked, who is your favorite Olympic teammate? And I went on and on about how awesome Kobe is. And then they said, who's your least favorite? And I said that Michael Phelps kind of annoyed me at the they had, like, all these clubs or whatever in China where, like, the Bud Club was the U.S. sponsor. So it was, like, all the U.S. Olympic team there. And Michael Phelps wanted to have his own separate VIP section away from the other his Olympic teammates. And the same thing when we were all on the Oprah show, all the Olympic medalists were on the Oprah show, and he wanted to be kept separate from all the other teammates. And I thought that, you know, the Olympics is supposed to be about bringing everybody together, and, you know, regardless of what's going on politically or what country you're from or how much money you make or how famous you are, we're all there together. And I think that someone, you know, wanting to be separate because their sport gives away more medals, they somehow think they're more important. I thought that was a little bit annoying. You know, I just think that if when I think of the greatest Olympians of all time, I think of, like, Carrie Shrug running through a vault and ripping her leg into little pieces trying to help her team get a gold medal. You know, Mia Hamm was an amazing athlete, but she's one person on a team of 11 and gets 1/88 of the medal count credit as Michael Phelps. And I'm not saying that I want the guy to win medals for our country. You know, I think that's awesome what he does. But I don't think that he should be trying to separate himself into a VIP section in from his Olympic teammates, because the idea of being more important than your teammates in the Olympics is against the whole idea of the Olympic Games.
Okay. Ronda Rousey is our guest. You tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You know, the Olympics just concluded. We're speaking of Olympics. 2012 Olympics just concluded. And not one male boxer from the United States got his hand raised. That's an indictment of USA Boxing. But they had 9 weight classes for men, and they only had 3 weight classes for women. And out of those 3 weight classes, we got a bronze medalist and the gold medalist. I thought that that's a little discriminatory. 9 weight classes for men, 3 for women. What do you think of that?
The women, it was their first time as, a fully inducted sport. Or maybe it was their demonstration sport this time around. Was it a demonstration or fully inducted?
No, they got it on. It was actual fighting.
No, I mean, the first time, that it was it the first time the women's boxing was in?
That was the first time boxing has been put into the Olympics, yes.
Oh, okay. Sometimes I think the first time they have a sport in, it's more of like a demonstration mode, so maybe that's why they had fewer divisions. I don't know exactly why. But, if they're starting later, then they got to have some time to catch up. And it's understandable that they would have fewer divisions for the women in the beginning, but I think eventually there should be equal divisions.
Okay. Sure. Wrapping things up here with Ronda Rousey. Of course, she is a Showtime star. She is an MMA icon in only 5 submissions. What's this thing with the arm bar? Is that your favorite move?
No, it's just... It seems to usually be my first inclination. You know, my mom was a world champion in judo, and she tore her knees out when she was 17. So her big thing when she fought was arm bars. She won everything but arm bars almost always. And so I learned them very young. And with judo, the ways that you can finish a fight that would still go into MMA is you can arm bar the person, you could choke the person, and you could get a TKO by, like, pinning the person and punching them around.
All right. I talked about how...
That's just one of the ways you can finish.
All right.
That's
I talked about how beautiful you are and how articulate you are. Now, do you see yourself following Gina Carano into Hollywood or what?
You know, I'm just kind of letting everything happen organically. I really am just a fighter right now. I feel like some movies, like making movies, is kind of a death sentence to your fighting career because... So you got 6 months of filming, 6 months of promotion, and that's a whole year that you're not 100% devoted to fighting, you know, and this is a sport where someone's trying to kill you every couple of months. You need to have 100% of your attention focused on that. So until I feel like I'm really past what I've wanted to accomplish in fighting, then I will start entertaining the idea of, like, going into different fields, but... Yeah, I'm kind of waiting for that stuff to come to me. I'm not really chasing after it right now. Right. I'm a fighter.
Last question for the First Lady of MMA. Chris Cyborg Santos, she was popped for steroids. Gina Carano told me before and after their fight that she thought that Chris was taking steroids. Will you ask for some type of special testing for her, like an Olympic-style random drug testing, if you do fight her in 2013?
You know what? As long as she fights at 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse semen into her eyeballs. You know, I'm going to beat that girl regardless, and I'm going to prove a point that you don't need to dope to win. And if they want to test her extra, fine, you know. go ahead and do that. But regardless, I'm going to beat that girl to the ground.
Rhonda, it was a pleasure to meet you in San Jose at the card a few weeks ago. I think it was the UFC card. But the bottom line is I do think that you are the future of MMA, be it male or female. I'm talking about the future of the game. I wish you the very best of luck in your endeavors. As I said, with all those accolades and adjectives, you are the real deal, young lady.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate the confidence and support.
The great Ronda Rousey flashback from the Ring Talk Archives. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Clive, because the jury is still out. UFC 180, who's it going to be? Fabrice Verdum or Mark Hunt for the World Heavyweight Championship? And of course, we're talking about Bellator 131. You know, this is going to be a good fight card as well, and it's on Spike TV, so that's for free. You've got the UFC on Fox Sports 1 initially on Fight Pass, and they go to Fox Sports, and of course, then they go to pay-per-view, and I think it'll be a fantastic card, of course, live from Mexico City, and the card coming from Bellator on Spike TV will be a great card as well. So I think you've got the opportunity to do your TVR thing both times, November the 15th, Saturday night, both UFC on pay-per-view, and of course, Bellator on Spike TV. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. I thank you so much. Tune into the Sports Byline Broadcast Network Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, or go to the iHeartRadio.com website. Download the iHeartRadio app and take Ring Talk Live Worldwide anywhere you go on your smartphone or your tablet.
Peace and respect.